Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
As promised, the ace of the Nationals, lefty Mackenzie Gore, is with us on Grant and Danny. Mac, I want to start with your last outing against Atlanta. What's it like when you're facing a team in back-to-back starts over the span of 6 days? Obviously, this time around, you know, they end up getting the better of you the second time. Sometimes you see the pitcher have the advantage, but I feel like when hitters just saw you, you know, they're better off.
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely. It's always interesting when you face a team back-to-back outings. But you just kind of have to understand that they're going to make an adjustment, and when you see what adjustment they make, you have to be able to make the adjustment quick, and, you know, we didn't do that. But, yeah, it's always interesting because they just saw you, and especially when you have success against them, you know, they have to make an adjustment. So,
how different is the prep, too? Because you had thrown so well, like 5 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, and they're going to throw a similar lineup maybe with an adjustment or two at you. Do you just kind of go back to your good versus their good, or do you try to say, okay, here's what they're expecting, so let me do this other thing?
Yeah, I think you have to understand it did work, so that's important to know. And well, yeah, you kind of want to beat them to the adjustment and do something a little different that they're not expecting, and that's how you know, and kind of get the guys out quick. And but yeah, you know, you have to understand it worked, so if it continues to work, you can continue to do it, but kind of find that happy medium of make the adjustment first and get them out a different way, or continue to do what's working.
Mackenzie Gore of the Nationals on Grant and Danny. I know, based on just talking to you the last couple of weeks, you're frustrated that you missed any time. One of your goals was to post every 5 days, but you just about did that. You're going to end up pitching close to 170 innings. You're going to strike out almost 200 batters in a year where you made it an all-star team. There's a lot to like here. When you look back, and I get that I'm asking you to kind of do that before your final start, but how do you think you'll feel about this season? What are some of your kind of big picture thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think understanding that there was a lot of good things that I did, and kind of understand that. Also understand we didn't finish the way we wanted to finish. But, you know, we got to be able to – we were better. We were moving in the right direction. And I think there's a lot of guys on this team that did make strides, and we have to continue to do that. And I think good things will happen. But yeah, understand we did a lot of good things and learned from what didn't, when it didn't go as well. But, you know, we were better than the year before, and continue to move forward.
And I mean, for you personally, like every year in the major leagues, you've gotten better statistically by way of ERA. And I think this was another pretty sizable leap, it felt like, for you. Is that the way you view 2025?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think once you look at it, you're going to go, well, this, you know, happened at the end, and it might not look as attractive as it was, you know, if you just look at it, you know, straightforward. But yeah, you know, more quality starts, more strikeouts. And yeah, you know, I think it's just another leap forward, but also understanding that there's another level to this that it could be. And I think I showed that for, you could argue, 4 months. But understand that we want to put a 6-month season together, and it could be a really good one.
Yeah, but I think you go into the off season feeling close to that, right? Like,
yeah.
the amount of starts now that you need to say, okay, let's get rid of that one or change this, that number diminishes every year. The other thing I thought about this year I want to get your insight on is I thought there were more outings where, like, early on you go, ugh, I don't know if he has his good stuff tonight. And then you fast forward an hour and a half in real time, and you're pitching, and you've only given up a run, and it's the fifth inning, and you're at 85 pitches or whatever. Like some of those outings where there was one specific I remember where I think the bases were loaded with like nobody out, and then you get out of that jam and a run in or something, and next thing you know, you shove the rest of the way. I feel like that club was not one you had in the bag a few years ago.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of, you know, work don't come in this year of, you know, the mental part of the game and just understanding that one at a time. And even when things happen, you know, I'm sure you're talking about this Chicago start. The bases are loaded. They've got, what, three singles and we got nobody out. So it's like, oh boy. But then we just get it a pitch at a time and we were able to get out of that. And then I don't think we gave up a hit for the next six innings. So, yeah, I think that's just the mental part of the game. I think experience helps, and I think that's also something I worked on going into the year. And, I think when you look at it, you look at those 20 runs we gave up after the All-Star break. That was really the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
The only time that you could really argue that it was, you know, pretty ugly. So,
Mackenzie Gore of the Nats, weekly appointment with us here on Grant and Danny. Mackenzie, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you here before we let you go. You guys made a big hire yesterday off the field in the front office. Paul Toboni, who's 35 years old. He's a rising star executive in Boston who kind of reworked how they develop pitchers, develop draft. He gets a lot of credit for the young success of players at the major league level. In Boston has been hired, and it signals seemingly on the outside a very new direction for this organization. What's your response or the response of the ball club to, you know, a big swing from this ownership group to bring in a young rising star?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited. You know, it's, you know, what's going on now as a player, which is great. So just kind of building that relationship and just looking forward to, you know, obviously getting to know him and then helping us get better. So, yeah, exciting day, like you said, and looking forward to everybody getting better in the winter and come back ready to go.
It seems to me like, Mackenzie, just based on the leadership role you've taken and some of the times you've challenged guys publicly this year, like if he was to sit down with you post-exit interviews or something just to pick the brain of a few players, that you might have a lot to say or some opinions that could be beneficial. Would you feel like, I mean, obviously you're not going to share them here, but that you would be able to kind of say, hey, here are the things I think we need to do a lot better, a lot differently. Here's something I would consider. Is that something you'd like to have an opportunity to do with someone coming in here to set up a new shop?
Yeah, man, I think communication is very important. From both sides of, I've been here for, it's four seasons now. And then also what does it look like from, another organization outside looking in, what does it look like with this group? And I think that's always interesting to hear what people think, just kind of looking at us the last few years and looking at the players and the group we have. So I think communication is very important. And, I'm sure that, there will be some communication with, somebody, and that's how you get better. You communicate and you're honest with each other. And I think that's what we do.
Hey, last one. I'm thinking Jacob Young's got a shot at a gold glove. I mean, he's made so many ridiculous catches the last week and a half or so, and that's not the reason for my point. He's just been terrific in center all year long. Could have won one last year. But this one coincides better timing-wise than last year, where I think ballots are out and they're due, and it's been a really kind of sexy highlight week, sizzle reel week for him. What do you think about JY as a gold glove candidate?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's real. I think not even just the crazy plays back it up. You know, his numbers are great. And then, you know, with the voting, if you watch Jacob Young play center field, you go, yeah, he's as good as anybody in center field, and it's pretty easy to see. And you just love the way he plays the game. He's got a high motor. He runs balls. He's, you know, always – as a pitcher, it's great to see a guy play like that. And but, yeah, these catches this last week have been pretty impressive. So that New York game was fun to watch.
I mean, going hacky sack style, kicking it to himself, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, me either.
Well, then again, it's probably never happened before, so maybe nobody
yeah,
has.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's probably never happened. The kick save was good.
Kick save and a beauty. McKenzie, thank you, man. Good catching up.
Yep, appreciate it.
That was McKenzie Gore, presented by Main Street Bank. Sure, local bank, local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Always love catching up with the ace of your Washington Nationals. That's going to do it for us here tonight. Tober time. That's a Tober time situation. Toby Altizer into the night before you get some NFL football, a little Thursday night foosball action right here on 106.7 The Fan. Tomorrow, as a reminder, we are hanging out. The show is on the road for our Friday field trip series at the Char Bar in Reston. It's inside the Marriott. It is a swanky, awesome place. I can't wait to go there and eat delicious food stuff and chop it up with you guys. Reston was a lot of fun last week. We're doing a double dip in Reston, so come see us tomorrow, 2 to 6:30 at the Char Bar in Reston. Appreciate everybody that joined the program today, including my childhood hero, Cal Ripken, for GP, who is out at a Ripken event tonight. For Darius, for Ryan, for Toby, I'm Danny saying so long. Go Seahawks, I need you to cover, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.